Opening bell, futures are up slightly and oil prices back over 98 bucks a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
1110 KPMG, depend on us. Good morning to you. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thanks for starting your day with the 1110 KBND Morning News. I'm the Count. Let's go into the news center now, see what's happening with all the latest news. Here's Kim.
Good morning. Results are in from the election last night. Jefferson County Sheriff Jim Atkins said there was a big celebration in Madras when they heard the results of a jail bond levy passing. An extension of an operating levy for the jail means they won't be forced to start letting out inmates when the current levy expires next month. Atkins wants to thank the citizens who supported the levy.
I hope that I can live up to their, their expectations. I've really cut back on, different expenditures. I'm running a really lean machine. I've cut back on food costs, electricity. We're trying to do that. Watering. We're paring down. I've laid off 7.5 people. So we're cutting everywhere so that we can meet the expectations of the voters.
The levy passed by about a 2-to-1 margin. And voters in Bend approved a $30 million in general obligation bonds to pay for road improvements throughout the city. For those supporting the measure, it was a night for celebration. KBND News spoke with Neil Bryant of Better Roads for Bend, who said it was a good night for those who wanted to see the measure pass.
We're having a beer at the Shoes Brewery and some garlic french fries and some chicken wings. That's our celebration, and we're happy. We're happy for the community. We're going to try and do something to help ourselves and our community, and I think it will.
Measure 983 replaced an existing levy of the same amount that is expiring this year. The roads measure will cost the owner of a $200,000 home about $45 to $50 a year in property taxes. A better unemployment report last month in April. The rate in Oregon fell to 9.6%. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Since last year, Oregon has added 24,000 jobs, 1,600 last month alone. State employment economist Nick Balachick says some industries are doing well, like leisure and hospitality, education and health services, and manufacturing. But other sectors continue to struggle.
Industries that are lagging, construction still isn't adding a lot of jobs. And financial activities, which includes banking, insurance, and real estate, still really at its recessionary low. It hasn't seen any recovery yet.
Despite the lower unemployment rate, there are still currently 188,000 Oregonians looking for work. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND Radio News.
A group of Oregon House Republicans are making a push to save some bills designed to help veterans from getting stuck in committee. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports.
The care package for Oregon veterans would expand incentives for doctors to accept patients who have military health coverage called TRICARE. Representative Mike McLean says another bill would authorize a third veterans home in Roseburg.
We have the Vietnam era veterans heading into retirement. A lot of them have care needs. We do not have enough beds.
Representative Sal Esquivel says the impact of military service on younger veterans is not fully known because they're doing multiple tours.
They keep going, they come home. They go back, they come home.
So other bills work to improve reintegration and education of returning soldiers. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A recent report of a pair of coyotes attacking a family dog, nearly killing it, brings authorities to warn you of the dangers of roving animals. Wildlife specialist with Oregon Fish and Wildlife, Stephen George, says although coyotes average about 40 pounds, they really can do some damage.
So they're not super big, but they are definitely large enough to take dogs and cats easily, and they prey a lot on livestock such as calves and lambs this time of year. They also will definitely take down deer, so they're large enough to do all of that.
George advises you should keep a close eye on your outdoor animals, making sure chickens are caged so that coyotes can't prey on them, and not to let your pets roam freely. He adds that installing a light or sound motion sensors could help detract foraging coyotes from your property. And that is a look at our news for today. If you'd like more on these stories and more information, please visit our website. That's kbnd.com. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, Skyview traffic and your forecast today coming up. News today brought to you by Max Muscle. As far as what's going on with our weather and traffic, roads getting around town, things are looking good. A few showers have hung around overnight, but they're going to apparently kind of go away and drift apart and give us a couple of nice days coming up.
Will warm up into Friday, then start to cool back down a little bit during the weekend. We'll start off this Wednesday with some showers and maybe an isolated thunderstorm into the start of the afternoon. Then rain will taper off later today with a high in the upper 50s under a cloudy sky. There will be some breaks in the clouds later tonight with a low down to 31. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid to upper 60s, and that warming trend continues Friday. Sunny highs will reach the low to mid 70s, and then a transition to some cooler conditions and some rainfall during the weekend. From the Weather Channel, I'm Jeff Maher on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Currently, we've got 43 in Prineville, 46 in Madras, 39 in Bend at News Talk 1110 KBND. And today's traffic and weather brought to you by the good folks over at Bend's Community Thrift Store. Now, coming up Sunday, the 22nd, Linens Blowout. Bend's Community Thrift Store, Sunday, May 22nd only. Linens are 50% off. Bend's Community Thrift Store on Franklin, helping you and Central Oregon.
Widgets. They've been the hypothetical product in business classes as long as business classes have existed. But how many widgets do you personally own? What have they taught you about business? That's the problem with hypothetical products. And that's why the MBA program at Concordia University is a Harvard-modeled case-based program where each study is a real story of a real business. And each case is thoroughly dissected until everyone understands what makes a business thrive or fail. Concordia MBA students learn how to apply these lessons to anything from nonprofits to multinational corporations. Concordia's MBA also features regular guest lectures by high-level, regional, and national executives and was created to be completed in less than 2 years. So you can apply what you've learned now, because that's what Concordia teaches. Real knowledge for the real world.
Meet Concordia University's Bend-based MBA faculty for information and networking Thursday, May 19th at The Loft on Northwest Bond in downtown Bend. Get details at ConcordiaMBA.com.
It's like somebody's pounding nails in my forehead.
60 million Americans, that's one in five, suffer from TMD and the unrelenting headaches associated with it.
I can't even think straight.
And those Americans will spend $4 billion on treatments this year for TMD, $24 billion to treat their headaches.
I just want the pain to go away.
Of those migraine sufferers, 35% will develop chronic headaches.
There's no relief.
Women are four times more likely to have TMD and migraines than men.
There has to be something I can do.
There is. TMD and migraines can be caused by one of several imbalances. An imbalance between the muscles and joints in your head, imbalance of your bite, or a stress imbalance. Dr. Brad Hester and Bend Family Dentistry want to stop your headaches by restoring your perfect balance. There's no reason for you to live with migraines. Find out more at BendFamilyDentistry.com. Dr. Brad Hester and Bend Family Dentistry.
If you don't know about Stonebriar Apartments on Bend's East Side, then you don't know that people who live at Stonebriar have more fun. It's true. As they live in the resort-like setting of Stonebriar, they don't have to worry about a mortgage or any of that pesky yard work. What they do have to worry about is what to do first. Lay by one of the two pools, enjoy one of the two clubhouses, watch the game on one of the big screen TVs, or even work out in the state-of-the-art exercise room. It's resort living right here in Bend, with washers and dryers in every apartment, air conditioning too. So instead of mowing the lawn, fire up one of the barbecues and let the kids go wild in the children's play area or go shopping. After all, you're just down the street from the Forum Shopping Center. What do you need? One bedroom? Maybe two? Even three? Stonebriar is the place for you to be and start having more fun. Stonebriar Apartments on Bent's East Side on Highway 20. Call 330-5020. That's 330-5020. Call today. Stonebriar Apartments. Resort living in the city.